please.
Amen.
Fully equipped for every good work.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Set my timer here. Okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are the men of God.
Amen.
We're here to be fully equipped.
Amen.
Let's see here. My notes. I just believe we got more equipped just from prayer reading.
Yes.
You know, this matter of prayer reading is so central this week because it is the way that we are getting fully equipped.
Yeah.
Whether we corporately pray read in a repeating way,
yeah,
or we pray read in an emphasizing way,
yeah,
or applying way, we're here breathing in the Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, this week, the title is Being a Fully Equipped Man of God.
Amen.
Why do we need equipping? And it's because God has an eternal purpose.
Amen.
This word equipping means being made fit and being made ready. So we need a being equipped,
Amen,
being made ready,
yes,
to be useful to Him.
Amen.
And so as we go through the outline, I think we'll be impressed that this equipping is not, it may not be what we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's according to God's thought of equipping.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So maybe we can read, whoever has the outline, we can read Roman numeral 1 together.
God's ultimate intention is to gain a corporate God-man for His corporate manifestation. God does not desire a good man, but a God-man.
Amen.
A man of God with the breath of God.
Amen. Everything always begins and goes back to God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
So according to this point, God is after, His ultimate intention is to gain a corporate God-man. So what is a God-man? A God-man is one who partakes of God's life and nature, who is one with God to express Him.
Amen.
So Roman numeral 1, these points here really show us how God obtains this God-man. A, Genesis 2:7, He created the spirit within man,
Amen,
by breathing the breath of life into man.
Amen.
That breath was very close to God. It's like a radio receiver. He installed us with this receiver that can receive the radio waves. But then the Lord Himself had to go through this process and be, through death and resurrection, He became the life-giving spirit. So then in John 20:22, He breathed into the disciples the breath. He said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That word spirit there is pneuma, which means breath or air.
Amen.
So here we see our spirit, our human spirit, was created to be mingled with the divine spirit.
Amen.
So once this happens, a God-man is produced. He gains the God-man that He's after.
Amen.
And then C shows us that where is this breath? Because we received this breath when we were regenerated, but we need to continue to receive this breath.
Yes.
This breath is contained in the Word.
Amen.
The Word contains the Spirit, which is the breath.
Amen.
All Scripture is God breathed.
Amen.
So to wrap up this Roman numeral, how about let's read D together.
This all reveals that being a fully equipped man of God with the breath of God requires the exercise of our spirit, the continual receiving of the Spirit, and the breathing in of God's Word.
Amen. We need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Continually receive the,
yes,
Spirit.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Breathe in God's Word.
Amen.
So Roman numeral 2, let's go there. I'll read it to you. The God-breathed Scripture is profitable for teaching, conviction, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Amen.
So I was really touched with this point this week because, you know, in my experience, I often find I come to the Word with the wrong attitude. Saints, do we realize when we come to the Word, it is the breath of God.
Amen.
We're coming to breathe Him in.
Amen.
And if we breathe Him in, there should be a profit.
Yes.
It should profit us in four matters. First, it should become a teaching to us. But this teaching is a revelation. It's the unrolling away of the veil to see the divine scenery. And when we see this divine scenery, we'll be convicted. We'll realize we'll see something of God, and we'll see something of ourselves. And realize, Lord, I am so short. I really need you. There'll be a confession. And out of that conviction, there will be a correction. That's a setting right. That's a setting straight. And finally, there'll be the instruction, which is to, really, it's just to live Christ. It's to enjoy Christ until he is our lived out righteousness. And so this is the way that the Lord is equipping us in his word. And so we'll go over, I'm running out of time here. Let's go to Roman numeral 3. In 3, let's read that together.
To receive the word of God as the breath of God in order to be constituted with God is also to receive the word of God as the sword of the Spirit in order to slay God's adversary.
Amen. So, you know, Roman numeral 2, there's more of an emphasis of how is this man of God produced that's complete and fully equipped. That fulfills God's original intention of Genesis 1:26. He wants a man, a God-man, that will express him. And then Roman numeral 3, we see it's also to have this word that's a sword. And that's so that man could fulfill Genesis 1:26, represent him in his dominion to defeat his enemy. So this word really has this kind of effect on us. I felt like the portions this week were so good. I hope the saints can really bring that out. You know, whenever we are troubled or offended, that's the opportunity where we can experience this slaying sword.
Amen.
Ephesians 6 says, you know, this spirit is the word of God. And it's a sword. It's a sword of the spirit. And it can really slay the enemy without and the adversary within. So many times we're struggling. We don't know how to go on. The solution is we need to pray read the word.
Amen.
By pray reading the word, we convert the logos, the constant word that we have outside of us, and to convert it into the instant word, which is the rhema. And actually, it's only when that word is converted to the rhema that you have the killing power. So, I was so touched, saints. We need to pray read the word. We need to take in the word by means of all prayer. That kind of prayer reading can really revolutionize our Christian life and our church life. And so I think the last part of this just shares how we can really, this is how we can go on, saints, in the church life. You know, if we don't have the experience of this slaying word, sooner or later there will be something, some kind of offense, some kind of stumbling that will cause us to just give up. So, but I felt like this word really was for me this week. We need this word to continue on in the healthy church life and continue on in the ministry. And so finally, eventually, if you go to the end of this outline, what this produces are overcomers. Praise the Lord. He is gaining overcomers who are men of God with the breath of God. So may the Lord bless us this morning with much speaking. Every saint would just exhale God.
Amen.
I think we have 2 minutes, right?
I'd like to exhale some God.
Oh, we want to receive it.
Amen. I was very much refreshed in reading this week, day 5, concerning the Logos, the Rhema, and the slaying spirit. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We know that the Logos is the written word of God. It's the constant word of God. But you can read it, and you can fall asleep at night reading it. You might not be enlivened by it. But we need to exercise to strike with our spirit against the word to produce this flash of fire. Just like flint and steel together produces a spark, we need to exercise our spirit over the word according to Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. Take the sword of the spirit, which spirit is the word of God, by means of all prayer and petition. When we do that, saints, something wonderful happens. There is an enlivening within us. Now, if we take the Logos and we begin to memorize portions of it, and we see the word all the time, so it gets into us, at a certain time, that Logos can turn to the Rhema and come and slay that enemy. The enemy that's without and the adversary that's within. Now, a verse comes to me from time to time. It's Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter against them.
Yeah.
Brothers, can you relate? Married brothers? So this verse can come up. If you've got it memorized and the bitterness is rising up because a button has been pushed, right? The Lord can come with that word and chop and chop and slash and just annihilate that etiquette.
Amen.
And there's nothing left. And then the love rises.
Amen.
And there's no bitterness. It's just gone.
Amen.
It's like the wind has come and removed the chaff from the summer threshing floor. It's gone.
Amen.
Saints, remember, take the Logos, exercise over it to become the Rhema,
Amen.
And then you have the slaying spirit to do the job that the Lord wants to do.
Amen.
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 We thank you, Lord, for equipping us, because God, Lord, know we have adversary that trying to separate us from Him and His Word. Mm. But don't let nothing separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
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 Sister, you want to go, sister?
Yes, she's coming.
Oh,
she's getting up.
Every day and in every kind of situation, we should pray. Whenever you are troubled by something negative within you, take the word of God upon you.
Amen.
I was really touched with this as well. There's a sentence on day five, the last sentence in the great portion. It says, "Furthermore, we, not the Spirit, are the ones to use this sword to kill the enemy."
Right.
We need to be equipped, though. And dear ones, this isn't about me becoming a man. This is about us corporately becoming the corporate God-man.
Amen.
Right? The first man, the firstborn was the God. He's the God-man. He's the true God-man. But then in regeneration, He brought us all into Him.
Right.
But I have a problem. It's me. Okay? A lot of times I want to slay the enemy.
Yeah.
But I really got so freed on day five. You know, just reading it through. I'm the problem. Right? And I'm the one that needs to be dealt with. Right? So, as I was going through this on day five, pray reading, right? Something I have known about my entire life, this week became fresh, new, and living to me. I simply need to inhale the breath of God into my being. And then all of the other things get taken care of.
Right.
I get corrected. I get right. I get taught. I get the conviction. I get the correction, instruction, right, in righteousness. Right. Eventually, we become the corporate righteousness of God. Right. So it only happens through this process. You can study the Word. You can know all of the doctrines, which I don't, but I'm just saying, I know a little bit about this or that, but the way I get brought into the freshness of God is by breathing His Word.
Amen.
And I want to follow Brother Titus. I had the same experience this week to be killed. It's so good that the only way that the self can be dealt with is through the Word of God, and that has the killing power. So earlier this week, I had a decision to make, if to share a certain thing with someone, and I was just not sure if I should do that. And you know, it's like there are some boys saying you should, some shouldn't. And I fellowshiped this with a brother, and after that fellowship, I just feel more troubled. Of course, the brother didn't tell me if I should do it or not. The brother said you have to choose life. It's not a matter of right and wrong. But I was in a really troubled situation like that. And then, with the Lord's mercy, I had this prayer to Him. It was like, Lord, I just want You to speak to me.
Amen.
Like, in whatever way, just speak to me.
Yeah.
And then after that prayer, after a couple of days, it was on Wednesday, when I was walking back home, the Lord just, you know, reminded me to open my phone, and I was reading the Bible, and the 1 Corinthians 13:5 comes to me, and it says that it does not seek its own things.
Yes.
And when the Lord, like when I saw that verse, I was going, Lord, yes, this is your speaking.
Amen.
And I just, you know, and that was the moment that I realized, yes, it's so profitable that,
yeah,
you know, we have to see that revelation. And the Lord revealed to me, and I was convicted, right? It's my selfishness, so much trouble of myself, and I was corrected, you know. And I just really love that here it says pre-reading. Of course, I was praying that verse back to the Lord and praising him. It says pre-reading is not only feasting, it's also a way of fighting.
Yes.
You know, that matter, like ourselves, we're just fighting with the Lord. It's like, oh, Lord, I don't want to be convinced. I don't want to be corrected. But Lord is like, you know, the self has to be killed. So at the moment, I was so enlightened. And yeah, it's just because he's victorious, so we are victorious.
Amen.
Also.
Amen.
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 I was so touched by, or I always am so touched by the portion that was in this week on day 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you had asked me,
yeah,
or if I had heard someone ask, do you know how Brother Lee can remain in the church life?
Yeah.
I would have been like, what kind of question is that?
Yeah.
It's Brother Lee. But it is just so, touching to me to read this portion. Where he said, how have I been preserved in the church life?
Yes.
Yeah.
How? And he says, there's no other way except receiving the Son as the Spirit.
Yes.
I mean, if that's his way, then my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much more should it be our way?
Yeah.
And how much more could there be no other way?
Yeah. No other way.
Through all the offenses.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm always so touched by that. One thing I was really impressed with this week is, you know, is why does that happen? Is because the Word of God is profitable for conviction.
Amen.
Yeah. When you know, to convict is to provide evidence of guilt.
Wow. Yeah.
And so when we get in the Word of God and we take it in the way of prayer, and we're breathing it in, there is evidence provided that you are guilty.
Yeah.
You may think, I'm okay,
yeah,
the other person is the one who's in the wrong, but there is solid evidence in
solid
the Word of God of the real situation. I enjoyed that line in the comments, our true actual state.
Amen.
Yeah. And I was also just really, I never connected verse 16 and 17 before.
Yeah.
They were just,
yeah,
you know, independent thoughts to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all scripture is God-breathed, that the man of God may be complete.
Amen.
And so, brothers and sisters, the breath of God produces God-man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we breathe in the Word of God, this is the way we can be His expression.
Amen.
You know, when God breathes out, we need to breathe in.
Amen.
I just want to throw my little testimony into the meeting. Thy words were found,
Amen,
and I did eat them.
Amen.
I just enjoyed this week so much. Don't we love the Word?
Yes.
It's so yummy. It's so organic.
Amen.
The Word of God is living,
Amen,
and operative.
Amen.
You know, the Word does so much. When we take it in, it eliminates the negative.
Yeah.
It reinforces. It supplies us with life.
Amen.
I just appreciate the Word and love the Word so, so much.
Amen.
I have to work a lot of hours right now, and so I'll be driving to work and calling on the Lord, and the Lord just says, you need to read a verse.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, you know, do this. Stop at a light, pull up my Kindle, read some verses real quick, and it's just so nourishing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord,
Amen,
for the Word of God.
Amen.
I wasn't going to speak, but this brother stirred me in my spirit. I just realized that this week is so crucial for us to see God's intention, not for good men, good husband or good wife, but for a corporate garment.
Amen.
For his manifestation, a corporate expression. But real, it does tie into the Word of God. It's so crucial. And I was looking at the 1, 2, 3, at least the 3 couples right here. Do you know the reason we want to have a happy marriage life or happy family life or happy church life? This tying 5 and day 5 and 6 together. The key is to be in the Spirit.
Amen.
And pray, read the Word.
Amen.
It's so critical. You know, going back, if you know Brother Lee and Sister Lee, Brother Lee is a quicker, quick in tempo, okay? And Sister Lee is always slow. We always know there's other people around. So how could they have this happy marriage life? What did day 5 and 6 that put in the application, right? Something we can experience, apply what he covered from day 1 to day 4. It also for our marriage life. You know, as a brother, I have to learn. You know, in Ephesians, they talk about the church, but in 5:22 and 5:25 is a word to word, like sister, you know, wife, and also to the husband. Right? It's the same thing, our relationship between us and God. It's the key is pray, read the word in our spirit.
Amen.
In our mingled spirit, there's one indwelling Christ in us.
Amen.
When we touch the word, the logo, when we apply, this logo is not the dead, let the black and white become a living word. Right? The spirit, the soul of the spirit, not only what the spirit gives life, but it has the power to slay the enemy outside of us and also adversary within us. That's a big self. Self is the biggest enemy. How can we apply that? We need to pray with the word.
Amen.
You know, if someone can preach the gospel to our president, there wouldn't be a shouting match, you know, over office. The same thing, when we have this wonderful experience, we will always remain in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
I just realized, prayer reading the word, brother, for your couple of family, for couples, even we are learning, always turn to our mingled spirit.
Amen.
And put this into our daily practice. Pray, read the word, that the soul of the spirit will kill all the enemy and adversary.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, that's what the word of God is living.
Amen.
And operative.
Amen.
And sharper than any two-edged sword. And piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit.
Amen.
And of joints and marrow, every leg of our body, and able present and for the body, and able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes.
Oh, but we will pray reading this together on Friday night for me. Thank you, the sister. We can also do that. Wow, this whole verse. So enlightened.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Look so much to this word.
Yeah, amen.
You know, as I already emphasized, living operative and piercing, discerning, dividing. Wow. And then also, we also got so enlightened to see that what is true at sore, because the sore needs to kill the adversary within us, because since the fall, Satan got into us. So we have an adversary within us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just can't avoid. You just do those things.
Right.
Or you have the next element rising up in you.
Yeah.
Because Satan's already in us. We have an adversary. So we need this two-edged sword. And then also, Satan, the enemy, the evil spirit in here, tries to take over the advantage of something.
Yes.
Maybe I didn't make get it. But then, so we need the sword not only to kill the emotion, also whatever is evil power.
Yeah.
And I was like, brother, mentioned about pre-reading. Oh, I was really fully rationalized about pre-reading, because whenever I have the negative element rising up in me, I usually just tend to pray. I just pray. But now I got reminded from this ministry this week, I need to exercise pre-reading.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that was really actually
right.
Healed. I really had an experience. One time I was really reacting something, and we got into the car getting ready for conference. My brother just keep praying. So I want to keep going with my reaction, but because of prayer reading, you know, I mentioned I just drop. I just drop. I was reading the prayer
reading,
the whole thing
was
gone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, about 6 or 7 years ago, I was sitting right here, and I got up, and there was a brother, Bilal, was across me, and I said, "Bill, do you love me?" And Bill was a little hesitant. I mean, that's a strange thing for somebody just to get up. I don't know, in his 50 years of being in the recovery, if anybody had ever asked Bill this. And so he kind of said, yeah. But then Brother Chris was here, and I turned to Brother Chris,
And I said, Chris, do you love me? And Chris, being forewarned, didn't hesitate. He said, yes, brother, I love you.
Of course.
But then out of the corner of my eye, I saw somebody standing and doing this. And that was Brother Rudy. Right over there. I didn't ask Brother Rudy if he loved me. Brother Rudy got up and started to wave. I think that's the most animated that I've ever seen. Lord Jesus, I've never forgotten that, Rudy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Saints, for me this week, I came to see. At first, I was like, okay, but then I came to see. This week was all about God's love.
Yeah.
It was all about God's love. Jude 1. But you, beloved, building yourself up upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God.
Amen.
Keep yourself, not in the light of God, not in the power of God, but in the love of God. And that's what I came to see. In this week, there are only two mentions of the word love. One is in day one. It is as a spirit that he came, that he can come with the Father through his lover. Lover being us. And then in day five, it says, he senses that love, this is speaking about the husband, he senses that love, and then go a little further on, swallows up the negative element of his problem.
Yeah.
Not light, not power, but love swallows up the negative. Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, your love is so complete.
Amen.
Your love is so covering. Your love is everything. Your love is why I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Your love is why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what, and how do we touch this love? By turning to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where we find the Son of his love who became the Spirit, who joins himself to us in our spirit.
Amen.
And saints, it says at the end of this, the Lord said, all the law and the prophets. Well, what do we have in the law and the prophets? We have God's word.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and the Lord said, all of my word is summed up in two instructions. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your being, and love one another. Love is a common denominator. And all of his word is summed up in love.
Amen.
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 Okay, I feel like I could share an example.
Mm-hmm.
Of what happened to me speaking in the ministry this week. I really enjoyed all these verses, and it's so practical. Reading the word is such a practical tool for us every day to be able to be with one another, to be in the body, to be related to one another. Because if we're by ourselves, these offenses don't come up.
Right.
But as soon as we engage with one another, the offenses come up. You know, that's why there's so much speaking about husbands and wives, about families, and that, so, you know, what I wanted to share with you is, this happened to me this week, kind of late in the week. A sister said some things to me, and, like, those reactions just started to rise up, you know. My reaction is, that's not right, what she's saying to me, like, this is not okay, what she's telling me, what she's asking of me. And, you know, so I, you know, told my husband about what was happening, and then I went to sleep. And in the morning, first thing in the morning, this verse was there. Not having my own righteousness,
amen,
out of the law,
amen,
but that which is through faith in Christ.
Amen.
The righteousness which is out of God and based on faith.
Amen.
And I was like, you know, like the Lord just, he just, that same word is a nourishment, and it's also the antibiotic, it's the antacid, it's the anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
Our self is like toxic. The inflammation, the acid, the bacteria in the body of Christ. And the word, it's so practical. He's taking in the word. It may not be in the moment that you're prayer reading. It may not be, you know, but you have to bring the word into your being by means of prayer.
Amen.
You have to chew on it and digest it and take it in.
Amen.
At the proper time, the Lord can use that same nourishment to deal with the enemy.
Amen.
Others too, sisters.
I also really enjoy day 5 this week.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6:17 says, "And receive the helmet of salvation and the soul of the spirit, which spirit is the word of God."
Amen.
You can enjoy the word not just as logos or word in letters, but as lema, the present, instant, and living word. This kind of word is the soul that slays the enemy.
Amen.
In order to contact as living word, we can be prayed with. When we pray reading, the negative elements in our being are slain. When the negative things in us are killed through prayer reading, the Lord is victorious and we are also victorious. Praise the Lord as we take the word of God by means of all prayer and
spirit.
The negative things within us will be put to death.
Amen.
I have experienced during this week. One day when I woke up in the morning, you know, I had a lot of thinking and I had the bad emotion in the morning. So this made it hard to touch the Lord. So I was struggling to read the morning revival, and I had prayer read and I was revived by the prayer reading.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're a living word.
Amen.
This week, in the college meeting, we talked about how the word can be logos and rhema to us, and how prayer reading, we can receive it as rhema. And this week, I wasn't in the morning revival so much, but I was in 1 Corinthians. And there was one morning where I felt that I was very introspective about my condition. And then I turned to the verse that I was going to read. It was actually, 1 Corinthians 4:3, which the second part says, "Rather, I do not even examine myself." And I think under in any other day, I would have skimmed over this verse, and it would have meant nothing to me. But in that moment, it was rhema to me.
Yeah. Amen.
So I was very impressed with that. We can receive the word as rhema.
Amen.
I was also impressed with day 6 that says that we can receive the spirit as the sword. I really wouldn't see Brother Lee, kind of like Alex said, I wouldn't have thought Brother Lee would have been like someone who needed to take this, you know, like someone who gets offended or anything. Like, it's like, oh, he's so spiritual, but like, no, like he says that this is actually what kept him.
Yeah.
And I was impressed if we don't take the sword or the spirit as the sword, that this can actually kill our ministry and this can kill us and this can damage our function. This can damage the church. So this is a very serious thing. We need to receive the word not only as rhema, but as a spirit to kill the adversary within us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Amen. You know, as a people on the earth, we are unique from the point of view that we consider the Bible as the very word of God.
Yeah.
And out of 6 or 7 billion people on the earth, there's a very small number of people that believe that.
Yeah.
Out of that, maybe several million people on the earth that believe the Bible is the Word of God, very few are taking it as the all-inclusive dose. And I was just touched, Amy shared, that the Bible and prayer reading the word is the divine antibiotic for the infection that got into us 6,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's really wonderful that the Lord has given us that, but so many Christians today just have it in their spiritual medicine cabinet, and they're sick. They're sick of the world. They're sick of the cares of this life. They're tired. And yet they have the divine antibiotic in their medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is take it out, open it up, take a dose every morning. And it's not instantaneous. It may have an energizing effect. You know, I think we've all experienced that. We've gotten in the Word, and all of a sudden there's just something rising up within us. But as the day goes on, we get a little tired. But we know we can always come back to it. But a daily habit of taking this divine antibiotic will cure what ails us. It will kill the enemy. It will deal with our infected soul life. On day 5, pray reading is the way to kill the adversary within us. Every day and in every kind of situation, you should pray read the Bible. Take the Word of God by means of prayer in spirit. As you do this, the negative element will be killed.
Okay. Josephine. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was really struck on this same point that the saints are getting into, how the Word has an element of being a sword to deal with. Basically, it's with ourself, because the self is the enemy to the body of Christ. And the longer you're around and the more you get into the middle of the church life, the more offended you'll become. And so so we have to have a sword, right, to deal with those germs that are in us. And my wife and I, we were doing a little bit of PSRP. I think we were doing more P&S than R&P. On one evening, on day 5, this section, Roman numeral 3, about how to receive the Word of God is the breath of God, and in order to be constituted with God, is also to receive the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit in order to slay God's adversary, the one within. And, you know, it was speaking about these verses that are rhema verses, like in John 6:63 or Ephesians 5:26, getting washed by the water in the rhema. And then you come to Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is living and operative, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing of soul and spirit, right? How about the word there? Is that rhema? Actually, it's logos. I thought, why is it logos? And But Paul has just quoted in chapter 3, this is under the second warning about not entering, coming short of the promised rest.
Yes.
And he starts it in Hebrews 3:7. He says, therefore, even as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. The Holy Spirit says. He didn't say, even as the Bible says.
No.
Even as the Scripture says. But it's the Holy Spirit says.
Amen.
And there's at least five or six quotes from the Old Testament
yes.
that leads up to that verse
right.
12 in chapter 4. So Paul had converted Logos to Rhema.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Logos, he was applying it as a sword. Because the Hebrews were shrinking back to their
yeah.
old religion.
Right. Yeah.
Self was shrinking back.
Yeah.
So he was using the Logos, but it had become the Spirit's word.
Yeah.
So every day we need, like all the saints are sharing, we need this experience again and again of it not just remaining Logos,
Amen.
But through prayer, the secret is through
prayer
that that word gets converted to
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
And it cuts
Amen.
The enemy to pieces.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we can
Amen.
Go on in the church life.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You know, saints, every time we come before you, it seems like it's something that everybody knows but me. Everybody knows this but me. Okay, so here's another thing that everybody may know but me. So on Wednesday, I was with my sisters in prayer, and I was so excited about day one, where it says he breathed into them and said, no, not that part first. Okay, the first part is about God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yes.
Well, at that point, when I read that years ago, I said, well, hey, I got it. I'm gonna run with this. But I didn't know that I didn't, I believed that I had the Holy Spirit. I just didn't know how to express it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes sense to me.
Okay.
Because I was operating off of that, believing that God was with me in every move that I tried to make toward him and his economy. Of course, I didn't know that word at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working with that.
Yeah.
But then later on, I found that when he says that he breathed into them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
that this is subsequent to resurrection.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, you know, I told my sisters that when I read this on Monday, I laid on the floor and started kicking up my feet because I was so happy to be able to ascertain the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I know
yeah.
the difference.
Yeah.
So that the small differences make a big difference
right, yeah.
when you start
yes.
to read the word.
Right.
I'm not doing
yes.
So on day five, I found that So when I found it's actually three on all scripture is God breathed and it's profitable for mm-hmm. conviction, correction.
Amen.
Instruction in righteousness.
Right.
Well, I was reading this all the time, but I didn't have the full import of what it meant. of the full import.
Right.
And I probably still don't have it, but I got more than I had in the first place.
Wow.
So that's better than what I had. So I thank and praise God
Amen.
That I am learning so much in the church life. That when I was in a traditional church, you just read right over it and kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lee don't keep going.
Yeah.
He goes on and on and on, you know, about one issue until
yeah.
you say, okay, I got it. And so I thank and praise God that, you know, even as I talk to my sisters and they encourage me so sweetly, they encourage me, the things that you do that is not done in the traditional church, you don't know how important it is.
Yes.
You just don't know, and I'm learning. Because I even think back about the first day I'm coming. I even think about the first day that I walked in here, and I
was overwhelmed because Chris came and gave me a hymnal on the right page. And I was like, oh God, this is wonderful. You know, because I had been to four churches and nobody said a word. Mm. So I thank and praise God for all y'all and keep talking to me.
So, you know, I was really convicted by Ephesians, I think, 3:18, where we are exhorted to pray for all the saints.
Yeah.
The saints. I know well, you know. Is that all the saints I'm somewhat familiar with? No. It's all the saints. It's all y'all. And then it's all the saints that are suffering in China or Ukraine or wherever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We pray for all the saints.
Amen. Amen.
And of course, you know, it's like, really, you know, is this possible? But it reminds me of another seemingly impossible set of verses. Always rejoice. Unceasingly pray.
Right.
In everything give thanks.
Amen.
Now, that's not real easy either.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of life we have. We're exhorted to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
If we're going to walk in the Spirit, we've got to always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and in everything give thanks. And this, you know, ministry also says a lot of what goes on in us naturally is anxiety. Well, this sword of the Spirit, through proclaiming, we can rejoice in every circumstance and slay the adversary who brings anxiety.
Amen. Thank you for the word of God.
Amen.
Sometimes I pray to the Lord, and Lord, make me a person of life. I don't want to be a person of knowledge or a person of power or capable to do all kinds of things, but make me a person of life.
Amen.
And this week I was enlightened a little more to see that actually a person of life is a person full of the living word.
Amen.
which is a full of spirit and life.
Amen.
And that's the man of God.
Amen.
God desires not to have a good man, but a God man who are filled with the breath of God.
Amen.
The Bible is the breath of God. That's in 2 Timothy 3:16. And this breath is the Spirit, John 20:22. And this Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Say, 2 Corinthians 3:6 says, the letter kills,
yeah,
but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
And so God needs to have this group of God men for his purpose. Which, who are the overcomers? The overcomers kept the Lord's word by always coming to the Lord to contact him as a living word.
Amen.
So I was listening to a conference by Brother Ricky, and it said this kind of relationship with the Lord. In the morning, coming to the Lord to contact them in the word, but with just one word, with that one word can change your day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one morning, I was really impressed by just one word, fully equipped.
Yeah.
I was just asking the Lord, what does it mean by fully equipped?
Amen.
And in Korean translation, is more like a equipped enough for every good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was praying, Lord, equipment enough for every good word.
Amen.
Yeah, so praise the Lord, we can have this kind of relationship by coming to the Lord, to contact the Lord with the living word.
Amen.
So this.
The word in Greek is the living rhema that can defeat the enemy. And the next verse gives us the key to convert the written word into the living word, which is the by means of all prayers and petitions. When we pray over the word, it becomes spirit and life to us and a real weapon against the enemy. And I want to share a little personal experience of how prayer reading helped me overcome the struggle in my service to the Lord. When I first started to serve the Lord, I often had the thought, what am I doing here? What's my function in the team? What's my portion in the campus team? I felt like I wasn't doing so much. But as I continued to pray with the Lord, the Lord shined on me and He showed me He needs, what He needs is not the person who do a lot of work for Him, but He needs the God, the man of God, filled with the breath of God.
Amen.
He showed me He doesn't care about what am I doing, but He cares who am I.
That's right.
And what I eat defines who am I. And this completely changed my service because my focus shifted from what am I doing from what am I eating. And I became someone who cannot serve without first praying, reading the word as my scripture food. And praise the Lord for His very healthy word of the ministry that fully equipped us as the man of God. Pray reading, we can turn the written word into the present living, and it's the rhema that deal with the enemy both within and without. May the Lord keep us to continue to pray the word and fight the battle and be fully equipped the man of God.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the title, Being. God wants us to be.
Amen.
Being a fully equipped man of God by inhaling and exhaling the word of God as the breath of God.
Amen. God,
we're already equipped.
Amen.
We just have to receive. We have to be open to receive this equipping. You know, God wants this to be natural to us. He wants us to receive His breath. Do we consider when we wake up in the morning, oh, I have to breathe. I have to breathe in, and then I have to breathe out. No, this is natural to us. This is what God desires. He desires for us to unceasingly pray. Unceasingly breathe Him in as the living and operative Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, it was just so wonderful. It is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing.
Yes.
The words that I have spoken are Spirit and they are life.
Amen.
The power that is in knowing that the Word of God is living and operative.
Yes.
We have a sword in our mouths to slay the enemy. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. Do you need anything? He told Satan when he was in the wilderness that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Amen.
We're like little birds. Open your mouth. Receive. Let Him come in.
Amen.
Fill you. He has the helmet of salvation is put on your head so that your mind can be covered by His mind.
Amen.
You can be renewed. He desires to inscribe His words on our hearts and on our minds.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the word of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Real quick, sure. Oh, no, no.
Or I'm feeling heavy weighted. Well, I've been feeling a lot of that, and I know I'm not the only one, but I did enjoy that new lemon from 8 to 30.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
Amen.
I'll be quick.
Jesus.
Go ahead, John.
I'll try to make this quick.
Yeah.
I know I sometimes get in here at the last minute.
I really just have to appreciate on day three the reality that all Scripture is God-breathed.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I often feel at times, because I haven't read my whole Bible, you know, the enemy is there saying, oh, you don't know the whole story. You don't know enough to speak to people. But I can say that as I turn to my spirit and say, Lord, what do I speak to this person?
Yeah.
How do I deal with this situation?
Yeah.
Maybe a coworker is starting to offend me. And I can say that he shines a light,
Amen.
And it has an effect.
Amen.
It may not be instantaneous. Oh, you know, they don't come to me the next day and say, oh, I want to be saved. But it works.
Right. Amen.
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 So I'll be real short. We've run out of time. So, you know, this.
Like 40 seconds.
How about 15 seconds? Say something to
Amen.
Us.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. So the last verse in day six is in Revelation, you know, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah. Yes.
And brother, amen, I haven't read the whole Bible either.
No.
Psalm 8, verse 3, something like out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has ordained strength.
Amen.
Because of his, yeah, like, from the moment we were born and we were crying out, he gave us strength.
Amen.
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 So, I'll be real quick. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Lord has made it so simple.
Amen.
You know, it seems people, you know, I'll just give you one quick example. Went to Washington State this past week. And anyway, I was there with my two brothers, my sister, and some cousins. And one of my cousins stayed with me for four nights in the same room. It was very good. He's a believer. He's been a believer for 50 years. And anyway, we had some good fellowship.
Yeah.
I was getting real tired this one night, and he was still speaking to me. And he said, he called me Mondi. Mondi, what I'm doing, I'm trying my best to get to heaven. When he said that, my spirit got provoked. I stood right up and I said, Sam, have you ever heard of God's economy? And he said, what is that? What is that? And anyway, I proceeded to just tell him and just speak to him and infuse him. And at the end of our conversation, anyway, he goes, what is that Bible that you mentioned? I want to order that Bible. It's like, you know, saint, we are so blessed.
Amen.
Just to hear these things.
Amen.
What? All I have to do is breathe?
Yes.
Sister, we just need to breathe.
Breathe, yeah.
Breathe in the Word.
Yeah.
Breathe the Scripture.
Amen.
You know, God, he made man in such a simple way. It's like he was a little kid almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made him out of the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he breathes into him. God breathed into him. Yes, the spirit, this unique human spirit.
Amen.
It's very close to God.
Yes.
It's not God's life. You don't get God's life when you're born. But it's very close.
Yeah.
It's so close that it can receive. I'm going to just stop it right there. It can receive.
Yeah, it's empty.
It's empty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I could go on with that. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just perfect for breathing.
Amen.
You know, we take our spirit and we exercise our spirit and strike it.
Yes.
With the Word.
Amen.
Yes.
And what do we get? We get Spirit.
Amen.
We can breathe the Lord in.
Amen.
Anyway, saints, I could go on. The Lord doesn't want a good man. That's what Sam was thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking, I just need to be really good.
Right.
I said, no. No. Forget it. I mean, the Lord said there's not one good. Not one. Forget about it. You need to drop the O.
Drop the O.
Drop the O. He wants God men. He wants a corporate expression of his God men. Praise the Lord. And it's all by this simple thing that we've been doing. Everybody in here did it.
Yes.
They breathe.
Amen.
You've been breathing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. We just need to take that and apply it to the scripture.
Yeah.
Breathe it in,
yeah.
And then breathe it out.
Yeah.
Amen.
As a sword.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Really thankful. We ended on that thought, Armando. This matter, God does not want good men.
Yeah.
He wants a God man.
Yeah.
And what is a God man? A God man is a God bottle, right?
Yes.
To be filled,
yes.
To contain. But the revelation this morning is he wants us to breathe him in.
Amen.
Amen.
Breathe in what? The exhaled word.
Yes.
So I'm so thankful.
Amen.
God does not want a good man. He wants a God man.
Amen.
Amen.
Some announcements, and we'll conclude here. But before I give some announcements, we'd like to see if there's any visitors in this section. I'll go through all the different sections. Any visitors visiting us this morning, if you don't mind, please stand, share your name, where you're visiting from. Nobody here. How about over here? Anybody?
We're visiting from the North District, Andres and Anna Morales.
Amen.
Amen.
If anybody remembers them, Saints Gil and Maria Elena, right? They were in the apprenticeship from Puerto Rico. That's his son. So they were little when they were here. Now they're married.
He was 4 years old.
Yeah. Anybody over here in this section that's visiting? Go ahead.
Together or family, but this time I cannot say I didn't decide. I just follow his leading and say amen.
Amen.
It was not my decision because I do not want to make a decision by myself.
Amen.
And then actually this time God enlightened my eyes what the meaning of the church life and then what is the meaning of the counting on the body.
Amen.
Because even though I'm a member of the body, so actually I was not clear to go back to Korea or just stay here until my husband retirement in 5 years. But one day, sister have a fellowship with me, and then while doing the fellowship, God told me through the body, actually not direct to me. So I just, on that night, oh God wants me to back to Korea.
So this is not the wrong or right. This is the matter of life or death.
Yeah.
The Lord will not take the death instead of life. I take the life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Oh, the shepherding of nourish me and love me so much.
Yes.
I'm leaving my son behind me, but he and I, but even the being separated and the but he will be growing up in the Lord. I will also in the Lord in my locality in South Korea.
Amen.
And I want to be equipped.
Amen.
Equipped.
Amen.
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 Very touching. Thank you, sister. Anybody in this section here that's visiting? Hi.
Hi, I'm MJ. Well, Mary Jane, but you call me MJ. I enjoy today. I've been here before, but it's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't share more than myself because I don't want to get all emotional. And well, thanks.
Amen.
Welcome, Mary Jane. Thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. We'll go just through a few announcements, and praise the Lord. We'll continue in the Holy Word for Morning Revival, week 6. Amen.
Amen.
And also we have the Bible reading schedule. And just some important items to mention from this week's announcements. We'll be having tonight our corporate Lord's Table meeting tonight here at 5:30. PM. Amen. Then there's also a corporate sisters gathering March 9th. There's more details there. You can RSVP. There's a link in the announcements. That will be from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you haven't registered or reserved, please do so. Also, we'd like to continue to bring up the matter of the full-time training center in London. It says there is a need to vastly expand the full-time training center in London, which is crucial for the Lord's move in all of Europe. However, the funds have run out. The church in Austin would like to contribute $50,000. If you feel to make an offering for this purpose through the church offering box, please designate your offering with the words FTTL. Or London Training Center. Amen. So there's more information there if you'd like to read that announcement.
28,000 has been offered so far.
Okay. So far, 28,000 has been offered to date. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're on our way there. The next matter is 2025 Austin Family Day Camp. And there are some details below, but the sisters that are coordinating for this event, they said this. Please remind the saints to notice that there is, for all the families that would like to register for family camp, Lord's Day, March 9th, is the deadline for the ones in Austin. And then after that, they're going to open it up to surrounding localities. So there's more details in the announcements. You can click on the link and more information regarding costs, etc. Let me come back to the announcements. And then there's also the matter of the Shepherding Trips report. And it says at the following link, there is an encouraging report on the shepherding trips among the French-speaking people in Europe. So you can click on this link to receive those reports. And let me see. There's just more information of upcoming events, and there are a number of conferences. We have the family retreat. That's not a conference, but that's coming up in May. We have the regional Spanish speaking conference, March 14 through 16. We have the South Central Chinese speaking spring conference. That's March 14 through 16th. And we also have the 2025 Central Texas Sixth Grade Conference. That's in April 12 through 13. And there's also the Spring 2025 Young People's Conference, April 18 through the 20th. And, of course, the Austin Family Day Camp that I mentioned. So those are all conferences and events. If you're interested in participating, please look at these announcements along with their links. And the last a thing that I did need to bring up. There is a group of brothers and sisters that are going to come and be with us, blend with us, with a team in Austin of full-timers, and also with the church here in Austin. They're coming from Korea. And there is a need, and a brother asked, Joseph Kim asked me to share this announcement. It reads, Korean apprentices need one extra car seat for a child age 1 to 2 years. If any saint has an unused car seat that they can share with these saints for about 2 months, from mid-March through late May, please contact Joseph Kim. And let me see. The last thing is we can pick up our children, for those who have children. The toddlers are in cabin 102, and the rest, K through 6, are in the backyard at the playscape. One more announcement.
It doesn't look like they've been printed yet. I don't know. Maybe tonight they'll be available. So we need 4 saints to help with the cleanup. It shouldn't take but a few minutes, just getting the tables cleaned off. And I don't know, Debbie, are there any dishes that need to be washed? If any, that's all taken care of. Can we have 4 saints to volunteer? 1, 2, 3. One more saint. 4. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next Thursday, we'll be breaking out into small groups for our prophesying. So prepare your dishes.
Is that where you go? I know they have it on Amazon.
Usually.
Okay. Or you can get it.
All right. Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Sorry, I'm not going to I sent you. And then Bill and Dale. So that's me. She was
saying.
Getting there, yeah. I walk. I'm walking on it, but I go to the gym. I do my exercise.
Do you go to like physical therapy? At all? Like consistently, or they just show you?
Yeah, consistently. Yeah. Well, it's once a week. I'm currently debating if I should go twice a week.
Okay.
One brother told me, you know, whatever, however much PT they tell you to do, do more.
Really?
They said it really, and it is really helpful. Because, you know, the first half of PT is they're like stretching it out, massaging, making sure everything's like aligned and working correctly. So you don't get that if you don't go to PT.
Right.
And then the second half is like things I can do on my own, like exercise machines.
Yeah. Did you fully tear your Achilles? Wow.
Full tear.
Wow.
And it was too close to the base that they had to put in 2 acres. Yeah.
I heard
I miss yeah.
Jason said you like tripped a little bit, or like kind of a setback or something.
Last Friday, yeah. I was like cooking and I was carrots really hot. And I instinctually was too worried about the heat, so I like pushed off a little too quick, and I think I tweaked it.
Yeah.
So when I went into PT that Monday, he confirmed me. He's like, yeah, you kind of tweaked it a little bit. It's okay.
Okay.
But it was amazing. Just from the massage, like all the swelling went down.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had like a, just like a sciatica injury when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And the occasional flare up, but yeah, like stretching it out, if I spend like 20 minutes stretching out, yeah, it's like
it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can like just stay like bunched up for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have lunch plans? Are you gonna?
Yeah, well, our Monday group is here, so we're gonna go walk over to the HEB.
Okay, I think we will trail along.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Well, sure. Yeah. I have.
Should I leave my
Over here? Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he here, right?